Well, it looks like the Australian market is going to enjoy a pretty solid start to trade on Friday. Overnight, local SPY futures were up by around 26 points or 0.4%. And that was a reflection of the gains that we saw on Wall Street overnight. A constructive session where tech stocks led the improvements. The NASDAQ was up by around 0.75%. And that was importantly informed by gains in Apple shares. They were up by around 2.5%. Bearing in mind, about a day ago, they unveiled a new range of products and it struck the right chord with the market. And that also trickled down into the important semiconductor space. There were gains for some of the leading names there as well. The broader market where the S&P 500 was concerned was up by just over 0.5%. We saw some lower than expected inflation numbers in the last day. So that was a positive in terms of there being no immediate concern about higher interest rates. The Dow was also up by just over 0.5%. European markets were a little more mixed. The DAX was up by 0.2%. The FTSE and the CAC were just in negative territory. The Bank of England and European Central Banks each had meetings last night. They left rates on hold. The European Central Bank was pretty positive about the economy, spoke about improving wage outcomes and said it was on track to end its bond buying program by the end of the year. In central bank terms, the event of the night arguably was the Turkish central bank's raising overnight cash rates by 6.25% to 24%. So this was an effort to stabilize the Turkish lira, which has fallen by as much as 40% this year. It worked in the near term. The Turkish lira was up by around 5% overnight. As far as commodity markets were concerned, the US dollar fell on the back of those softer inflation numbers, and that was generally supportive for metals prices, although gold was down by around 0.2%. West Texas Intermediate crude oil down by around 2.5%, falling from a four-month high to $68.60 a barrel. This all turned around the downgrading of Hurricane Florence to a tropical storm, but there's still set to be a pretty significant impact in terms of the communities in that area, but oil infrastructure is less of a concern as a result. Elsewhere on the local front today, we'll be looking forward to some data out of China on industrial production and retail sales. That'll be the key events of the day. And the Aussie dollar is a beneficiary of the weaker US dollar, but it's also hanging on to those gains following the stronger than expected August unemployment report, which was released a day earlier.